Good morning. I'm Allison Ruttenberg, number 17497 for Mr. Moore Gabor. In the proceedings below, he was just mostly referred to as Mr. Moore, so that's how I'm going to refer to him. The first issue I would like to address today is the issue regarding the jury instructions. The court below instructed the jury that the prosecution has the burden of proving the guilt of the defendant to your satisfaction beyond a reasonable doubt as to the affirmative defense, as well as to all the elements of the crime charged. And then the court below rejected the defendant's instruction that that means that the prosecution has to disprove, once self-defense is raised, the prosecution has to disprove every element of self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. And it's the defendant's position that these jury instructions left some confusion in, because this gives an opening for the jury to go back and say, okay, well, we agree with what the prosecutor said in rebuttal closing, that they've mostly shown that the defendant's testimony is not credible, that if you were acting in self-defense, that the victim, that would leave the victim, Pia, to be standing there on broken glass, hitting him with her high heel. And it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for his defendant to be texting his sister saying, I'm about to be jumped, I'm being set up, but then he had all these other opportunities, like in the gas station. So the jury could say, okay, well, we mostly believe that there was no self-defense here. We agree with the prosecution. So since we mostly believe that, we can discount the defendant's testimony. And then we find, once we've done that, that the prosecution has met its burden of proof and all the elements of the crime beyond a reasonable doubt.
Pardon me, Ms. Ruttenberg, pardon me for interrupting, but what about instruction number 14, which contains the following beginning to a sentence? The prosecution has the burden of proving the guilt of the defendant to your satisfaction beyond a reasonable doubt as to the affirmative defense, as well as to all the elements of the charged crime. Doesn't that mean that the jury understood that the prosecution had the burden to show that it, that beyond a reasonable doubt, that the affirmative defense did not exonerate the defendant?
Well, that's what I started off saying, that it's confusing because the word disprove is not there. So another way you interpret that means that they could just say, well, we mostly think that they've disproved it, and that once we jump to that, then we can discount the defendant's testimony. And then once we do that, we found that the prosecution has met its burden beyond a reasonable doubt as to the affirmative defense, as well as the elements of the crime charged.
Well, they're certainly entitled to, whether if they wish, they can discount the defendant's testimony. They're the ultimate arbiters of the credibility of the defendant, right?
Of course, but I think the whole point that my predecessor appellate counsel was making in the opening brief was that first clause of that middle sentence in that instruction leaves